W3TDH AI0K, are you around, Tom? W3TDH AI0K, are you around, Tom? Convert AI0K, Claire.
Welcome to the N3HF repeater located in Silver Spring, Maryland, Echo Link Node 84345.
Hello, this is KD4UBM. Hello, this is KD4UBM.
That's a good test, WB3GXW.
Oh, great. Thank you very much, KD4UBM.
WB3GXW.
W3TDH answering.
W3TDH, WB3GXW, over.
WB3GXW, go ahead.
Hi, Tom. Do you think you're all in a position to cohabitate for the next hour? Over.
I think we can vacate. We've had no traffic at all through the reflector. We haven't got people trained well enough to use this yet. And what's more, the guy that's doing the net at the desk there has been unable to hook into Echolink because the weather service is so fanatic about security that he can't get a pathway out of there. So we're going to have to fix that before we can make this work well.
Well, I have a suggestion. He should bring his smartphone in there with the Echolink app and connect to a node or a server and do it that way. There's got to be a will or a way of potentially somebody could connect the 3.0 machine to an Echolink node and do it that way, over.
We'd love to, but we've got some work to do with the weather service. Their tech people are really concerned about this issue to the point of fanaticism. So we've got to work with them to get permission through our coordinator there, through the senior warning meteorologist, or perhaps even the senior warning meteorologist gets it set that if they want this to happen, the tech people will have to hush up. But until then, we're a little stuck. W3TDH.
Okay, very good. Well, we're coming up on 8 o'clock in the net, so if something happens, just send a text message. I'm sure the NCS will be watching. WB3GXW out.
Thank you, sir. Can't tell you how much we appreciate your helping with this. W3TDH. WB3GXW, W3TDH is calling you?
I was not calling you, but if you need to talk to me, go ahead, over.
John, there's a text message here. Do you have text in front of you, or are you out mobile or portable?
Okay, we're impinging upon the net time here. Go ahead, Marty, WB3GXW, 73s, and God bless America.
Okay, guys, we're getting us started here, John, and thanks again for your help with giving us an opportunity to use the Echolink net here. All right, I'm going to try to make this a quick net tonight, gentlemen, ladies, and all those that are joining us. We've got plenty of stuff to do, and things are going on. We've got weather coming through the area. I'll have to remind you that there are a lot of warnings and watches. I just heard of a severe thunderstorm warning up in Lancaster County, so I'm sure we're all very cognizant of that. All right, very good. So we'll go ahead and get started here. I'll take a quick break, and I'll be right back. Thanks. All right, welcome to the third Friday of the month. We're here this evening. Thank you very much for joining. This is the Maryland DC Section Echolink Net that's held at 8 o'clock local time on the third Friday of each month. And we're going to go ahead and get started right now. First, I'd like to say that we're very aware of the weather in the area. I see some of our Skywarn folks are on the line, so I'll get a chance to talk with you as well, and you can give us a quick briefing on anything you may know about what's happening and what might want to share with the team here. Also, we've got Jim WI3N from the Atlantic Division. I'm going to give him a chance to chat. And I'm just going to go over quickly the news that you got very late last night as I was rushing to try to get it out. As they say, work getting in the way again. Break. As always, we have several repeaters that are connected. We've got the N3HF linked up with us this evening. Thank you very much. And I think W3ICF said that he was going to be leaving very soon. So thank you very much, Philip, for joining us this evening. Just a quick few things. We're headed into HamFest season. Just a reminder to everyone who's coordinating our HamFest for the section, safety is the utmost importance, both for your guests and for your staff. Always important to have a safety officer available and make sure that that you meet the requirements for having a safe environment, no trip hazards. Talk with your coordinator for the facility that you're using to make sure that everyone's on the same page as far as safety, fire doors, number of people, parking lot, flammable materials, and all of those kinds of things. So I'll just mention that real quick. We've got some HamFest coming up here very, very soon. Matter of fact, and you can find that in the section news on the ARRL MDC site. The first is the York HamFest, which is just over the Mason-Dixon line in Pennsylvania. And that's being held the same time as the Delaware State Convention. So you've got your choices there on the 27th of April. And then the following day is the big VHF Super Conference down in Dulles. And that's always a big draw. A lot of folks like to try to attend that. And then in the beginning of May, we get the Hagerstown Ham Fest. And for our Western friends out there in Western Maryland, in Western Maryland, and as well along
JQQ
going on, and also the Memorial Day Ham Fest, and that gets us right up to Hamvention. So maybe we'll get a chance to see each other out there in Hamvention this year. Break. And I'm not going to go through the rest of the section news. You all know where to find it. It's on the NBC website, and you also get the email if you're subscribed to that with your ARL membership, and you can subscribe to section news, and those things will come in, and you'll have a great time doing it. Also, another great opportunity for anyone who's interested, there's an operators class that started on Thursday. Roel's doing it. You know, he's a great teacher, and he's going to have guest speakers showing up. So that started on Thursday at 6 p.m. For 10 weeks. And it's a great opportunity to go in there and find out a little bit more, maybe a lot more, about everything ham radio, maybe everything radio. He's going to have microwave satellites, all about roving when you do the DXing stuff, including message handling. So if you can help him and you'd like to present, I would say look at the section news and send Roland an email and let him know that you're available. Break. And then I'll leave you with this. HamFest brings in both the new hams and the hams that are upgrading, as well as other people that might be interested to encourage them to get involved. So if you need some help there, most of you don't. I've seen some of your exam sessions, and you're all over that. But if you need some help there with materials, brochures, and things like that, please let me know, and I'll see if I can help you. Break. And then lastly, I want to talk about Aries. Aries Connect is rolling out. I got an email from headquarters over the last week. The team up there, the Aries Connect team, is starting to manage the resources. So they're starting to set up permissions for the ECs and the DECs and the SECs and the section managers. And then they're going to go through, and once all that's set up, and then your section staff will get in there and we'll start reviewing everything. And so I encourage to join for emergency communications purposes and situational awareness for your community. And we're coming into, you know, the summer season, which is, as you know today, we're having some severe weather around the area and other major calamities that may occur. I got a note this evening from our friends in EFS 6 that said, hey, by the way, we're not activating anybody right now and no shelters are open. But we're just letting you know. So we've got a great partnership with them, and I want to just encourage you to try to participate as much as possible. All right, let's get to the list. Stand by.
Are you checking your text messages, Marty?
Yeah, I just saw that. There's a tornado warning in Frederick.
That's affirmative.
All right, folks. If you got to go, you got to go. But keep an eye and an ear to your weather radio. Thanks, John. Appreciate it. All right, let's move over to Phil right now. Phil, W3ICF, Phil, why don't you go ahead because you said you got to run. So let me get a few words from you, and then we'll start moving down the list, sir. All right, W3ICF. All right, haven't heard anything there, and it looks like some are going to go back to a Skywarn net, so you've got to take care of that right away. Good suggestion, John. Does anybody need to use, if anyone needs to use the system, please let us know. Standing by. All right, nothing heard. I think Tom left. No, there's Tom. Hello, Tom. W3TDH, Tom, Skywarn DC. Go ahead.
On 147-300, if you have anything that meets the criteria they keep calling out or the criteria that's in the text here on this window, which is enumerated there from Jerry, WI0K, then call and give your report, and no landmarks, please. Give your report. And I'm going to change back over to the net and continue monitoring there. That's all I have, W3TDH.
All right, Tom, thank you very much. Yes, indeed. Let's go to Kurt Skywarn, WA3TOY.
Hey, Marty, how you doing? You know, we've activated Skywarn net around 12:30 or so this afternoon in a report mode. My backup WJ3K ran it until I got home from work, and then I took over for a while. And I'll be having it until about midnight again if we need to. So we've been quite busy with keeping an eye on things down here in Anne Arundel County. Other than that, I'll kick it back to you, WA3TOY.
Okay, Kurt, thank you. This is KB3MXM. You're listening to the Maryland, D.C. section EchoLink Net. Do we have any other Skywarn coordinators on here that would like to say a few words? Go ahead. Okay, nothing heard. Let's go to WI3N. WI3N, go ahead.
Okay, thank you very much, Marty. I'll keep it very brief. I really don't have anything much at this point, so back to net, WI3N.
All right, very good, Jim. Thank you. Next on my list is W3TJO. Tommy, go ahead. Got anything for the net?
AB3J.
All right, let's go to Kilo 3. Thing for our net this evening. Go ahead.
I believe you turned it back to K3ZID. Is that correct?
Oh, is it K3ZID as in Delta? I have ZIB as in boy, but go ahead.
It's Kilo 3 Zulu India Bravo, PAL. And when I just be listening, it's the first time I've ever connected into this net, so let me just listen and let you guys carry on. It's Kilo 3 Zulu India Bravo.
Okay, PAL. Well, thank you for joining us this evening. We have this net, as I said, on the third Friday of each month. I encourage them to participate, so thank you for joining us. All right, let me go to KA2JAI. Mr. Mike, do you have anything for the net? And please call stations on your system.
Good evening, Marty. We have our monthly ARIES meeting coming up tomorrow morning. We're going to be reviewing our plans for the balance of the year there. Already in some discussion with the county about some upcoming exercises, which they are including us in the planning and the execution of, and we're very happy to participate with them in that. We have a annual cherry pit foot race coming up May 5. We already have, I believe, 14 hams signed up to support that one, and it's early yet, so we'll probably get some more. And last but not least, coming up Tuesday next week, the 23rd, we have an e-exam session coming up, so those are the announcements I have for the net. Let me ask if there are others who are in the coverage area of the 442 joint repeater in Annapolis. If you are going to check into the net, please call now. This is KA2JAI.
This is KD4UBM, John in Ellicott City.
Okay.
KB3KWT.
All right, very good. Let's go to John. Is that Mike Bravo? I think I got it wrong. But go ahead, John. Give us a few words for the net, sir.
Thank you, sir. Uniform Bravo Mike. No comments. Thanks for running the net tonight. KB4UBM.
All right. Thank you, John, for joining. I think I heard Roland. Go ahead, Roland. You have a few things for us this evening. It's all yours.
Thank you. KB3AO, Roland, in Kingham County. No traffic for the net. I guess we'll get the storm after you guys get through with it. Back to you.
All right. Thank you, Roland. Audio is a little low, but we heard that. John reports radar showing strong storms are approaching, folks. Okay. Thank you, and thank you, John, for correcting the call sign. Let's go to KB3KWT, Mr. Paul.
Mike covered everything, so this is KB3KWT.
Okay, Paul, thank you. And let's go to Butch, November, India, 2 Whiskey, NI2W, sir. Go ahead.
I don't know what it is, but every time I key up the first time, it's, we have a distortion. Anyway, can you hear me, Marty?
QSL, sir, go right ahead.
Got a problem here. Anyway, Hagerstown Hamfest, May 4th, testing, good food, lots of stuff for sale. We're going to have some vendors and a fox hunt immediately following the Hamfest there on the grounds. Held at the Ag Center in Washington County, which is just north of Sharpsburg. And let's see, the next public service event is the Hagerstown Area Religious Council hike for Micah's backpack, and that'll be conducted on June the 8th along the C&O Canal, and we have about 12 people that will be supporting that effort. Other than that, all is quiet up here. Our tornado watch, I believe, has expired. However, I haven't had a chance to check the radar or the weather forecast lately, so I'll take a look. Anyway, 7-3, everyone. This is NI2W.
All right, Butch, thank you. I'm just looking now at the Maryland watches and warnings. You can find this, it goes something like alerts.weather.gov and then the rest of it. So you can look that up on the NOAA page. It says severe weather statement affecting Frederick County. It says it's urgent. That is severe weather statement. Also, Frederick, Washington County tornado warning. That was issued at 8:16, expires at 8:30. And the last one is for Washington County severe weather statement, posted at 8:16 to expire at midnight. So that's what's on the board right now. Stand by. This is KB3MXM. My name is Marty. I'm the Maryland, D.C. section manager listening to the monthly Maryland, D.C. Echolink net conference. And again, we'd like to thank John WB3GXW for allowing us to use the WASH underscore system. Let's go to Jeff, November 3, Juliet Echo Tango. Jeff, go ahead.
Q. Yes,
good evening, Marty, and good evening to everyone on the net. This is M3JET Jeff from Mount Airy, Maryland. I just wanted to make an announcement that the Carroll County Amateur Radio Club will be operating during field day from Bear Branch Nature Center, about 3 miles north of Westminster, Maryland, in Carroll County. Our club call will be Kilo 3 Papa Z November, and we anticipate operating as a 3A club. We still have lots of moving parts. I'm busy just pulling people into the activity and assigning tasks, so we'll see how that goes. And we look forward to seeing Marty again this field day. That's all I have. N3JET.
Okay, very good, Jeff. All I'm hoping for clear weather. You know, a couple of years ago I was down in Nanjimoy, down along the Potomac, and went down there to the Fort Washington Club. They had the telescope. They have an observatory there. It's pretty cool. But, I mean, you get down there in the southern Maryland portions of the state, and the sky is absolutely pristine, absolutely clear, great for astronomical stuff. All right, thanks again. Let's move on to November 0, Whiskey Mike Delta. November 0, Whiskey Mike Delta, Don.
Good evening. November 0, Whiskey Mike Delta here, Whiskey 3.
Just listening in, first time. Just completed the Skywarn training a couple of weeks ago, and enjoying the net. It's good to get back into the hobby. Back to control. We're clear.
Okay, very good, Don. Thank you. Let's go to Alpha Bravo 3 Whiskey Golf. Chris. Chris is the Baltimore Traffic Net Manager. Runs a great net over there. Chris, why don't you give us a few words, and then I'll move over to Father Al. Go ahead, Chris.
Well, good evening, Marty, and everyone on the net. Real quick, Baltimore Traffic Net was currently, we're collaborating with the Maryland Slow Net, a CW net, and working with those folks to get some traffic passed back and forth between our nets and to just have a little collaboration with those folks and to drum up some interest in CW and traffic handling and to have them join our net and traffic handling down there. So that's what's going on at the Baltimore Traffic Net. Thanks for everything you do, and thanks to the Skywarn guys. AB3WG.
Okay, and for those of you that, that's the Charlottesville repeater in Baltimore County. It's got great coverage if you're in this area, and it operates at 6:30 in the evening, every evening at 6:30 p.m. on 145.33 with a net control. So this is an opportunity where you can do net operations, learn about how it's done. This is very important in not only traffic handling, but certainly during emergency communications, as well as what you heard earlier about special events. So net control operations is very important, and listening in and joining in at a traffic net is a great place to get started. All right, this is KB3MXM. You're listening to the Maryland DC section EchoLink Net. I'm going to take a break just here for a moment to let all repeaters reset, and then we'll move to Father Al W3YVQ. Stand by all. Okay, we're back. Thank you for staying with us this evening. So now we're going to move to the Maryland Section Traffic Manager, Al W3YVQ. We'll give us some words, and what do you like to share with us on the net this evening, sir? Go ahead. Oh, wait a minute. Got to get off the mic button. Stand by.
Well, good evening, Marty, and everyone else on the net here tonight, and welcome to the newcomers who have joined us for the first time. It's a good place to ask questions and bring reports of activities in your area up before others around the section. And you never know when somebody will have an idea about something they did years ago that would be helpful to what you're doing, and vice versa. In any case, I put some words in the newsletter this month concerning the three types of messaging that we're using. The standard radiogram, which uses all capital letters, slant bars, and figures only. And the hybrid radiogram, which can accept an email formatted text between the breaks. That includes upper, lower case, and all the standard punctuation that you would use in regular email. And radio email. And, of course, radio email can carry regular email formatted traffic to clients on Winlink or on the public Internet, since there's a gateway off of the network onto the public Internet through a firewall. And that's a global network. The radiogram that carries the email formatted text between the breaks can be used to carry ICS form content, not limited to the 213. It can handle any email formatted text between the breaks. That is ARI's National Digital Traffic Network, which is a Pactor HF all the way hub system that runs nationally 24/7. It can handle that email formatted text. And when it gets to the far end, it is generally pulled off by a digital traffic station and delivered by email to a client. Although we do have a protocol waiting in the wings for voicing email formatted text over the air. Let's not get into that tonight. Break. But the point of it is that with Bud Hipsley now joining forces at headquarters with the working group on improving operations, having just finished the ARES review, there is a paragraph in the ARES manual that suggests that ARES operators ought to know the NTS procedures and formats, etc., and we're more than happy to help teach ARES people to do that. It's much more practical to teach trainers here, so that you can go back to your individual areas, groups, or counties and teach instead of trying to bring the entire rank and file up here. It gets a little cumbersome trying to get folks comfortable with getting their questions answered when they have to wait for long times with 100 people. In any case, we can arrange to train individual VCs or groups of them at your pleasure. And there is no instance during an emergency when you won't need to run some kind of a directed net just to take care of business. Building traffic to the country has switched over to an independent Radio Relay International group for operating the long-haul service of the NTS after the league staff got into a squabble. Forgetting its roots, since NTS was the cornerstone foundational organization that gave birth to the league in the first place. Anyhow, if anyone has any questions about what I put in the newsletter, ask now. A hot topic on their mind about the message format. Okay, nothing heard, Marty. I guess they all could pass a written test on that subject, so it's all yours. Thanks for having me, and very happy Easter to all, and for those who celebrate Passover likewise. W3YVQ 73.
Okay, Father Al, thank you for that. And more information about the traffic handling. It's one of those skills, and I came up through the ranks there with Father Al from the very beginning. I had a 2-meter radio, and I listened to the net. And then after that, I started to participate in taking traffic. And then after that, alternate, and then after that, net control, and then after that, net control manager. So, amateur radio. Thanks again. All right, next up is going to be Steve at KC3DSO. He is our Maryland, D.C. Assistant Section Emergency Coordinator and works with Jim Montgomery, W3KAS, all the time, and I'm sure with Wanda as well, KA3AHI. So, Steve, do you have a few words for the net this evening, sir? Go ahead.
Thank you, Marty. KC3DSO, Stephen, in PG County. I really don't have much for the net. We got a few things going on here in PG County, some exercises and such coming up. The Region 5 exercise and the MedStar exercise coming up. I've also posted something about the 3-Mile Island exercise coming up next month. So if anybody is interested in participating in that, it's always an entertaining event. Simply send me an email to my call, Kilo Charlie 3, Delta Sierra Oscar, to chat with you about it and give you some details on it. But that's it for me, Marty. Thanks for letting me jump in. Have a great evening. KC3DSO.
All right, Steve. If you're in front of your computer, you can type that in the text box. All right, thanks again, sir. And exercises. I heard this the other day, it's very, very important that you follow those rules and have no limiting factors when it comes to doing exercises. This is why we practice these things. And then we have situations like inclement weather like this evening or even earthquakes in this area. You know, we had an earthquake here. So it's important. And so by rebuilding Aries, which is what we're planning to do, is rebuilding Aries, the idea is to get the training, from the desk to the brain and then have that training work for us at the scene. And very, very important. So you're not limited to a particular area. Another great opportunity is maybe participate in some of the special events for walks and runs and things like that, because it's important for you to understand that we do community work, we help our service agencies, and we participate in emergency communications. All right, let me take a break. This is KB3MXM. You're listening to the Maryland, D.C. Section EchoLink Net here on the WB3GXW EchoLink system. Stand by. All right, thank you. Going down my list, I have Whiskey 3 Juliet, Whiskey Sierra Joe. Are you still here? A few words for the net, sir. Go ahead. All right, nothing heard there. Let's go back to W3ICF. Philip, are you with us now? And if so, go ahead and give us a few words and then call anyone on your system there, sir.
Good evening, Marty. Yeah, we're back in here. I had to drop out, and I'm going to let our WeatherNet person in 3RO, he's been controlling the net there. Let him give you a fill-in. He can tell you why we had to leave and why we're back. So in 3RO, pick it up there, please, Rick, W3ICF.
Okay, Phil, very good.
This is N3RO coming in through the N3RO link, which I've tied into the 146.73 repeater. And we've been active with Skywarn since 1:45 this afternoon. We brought up Skywarn in standby mode. There were just watches, no warnings. And just this net started, about 6 minutes after 8, we received a tornado warning for Frederick County from the National Weather Service, and also from the EOC here in Frederick County. I'm tied in with their alert system, so both of them came on the screen at the same time. And it was also, I was watching the National the Weather Channel, and they were scrolling the Frederick County alert, so I texted Phil, let's go back to the Skywarn net, which we did, and we had a half a dozen games on the net, but no severe tornado activity noted, and so we came back here. Call it back to Marty. N3RO, standing by.
Okay, Marty, that's about the sum of it. We previously told John this morning that we were going to give priority to the weather alerts, and he thought it was the right decision, and it proved to be the right operation. So we're trying to do the best we can under these abnormal circumstances, and so far tonight, it's worked quite well. I do see one person out there. I don't know if there's anybody else on the repeater that wants to check in, if you want to take it, or we'll just leave it at this. It's your call, Marty. I don't know how busy you are, but we can check with the repeater, or just take that fill in and let you get back to business. W3ICF.
Yeah, go ahead, Phil. Let's see if we can pull in who else is on the repeater. Is there anyone on the W3ICF repeater that would like to check in with us this evening on the Maryland DC section EchoLink net? Go ahead.
This is NE3R Joe in Frederick, Maryland.
This is Kilo Bravo 3 Kilo Victor Alpha Sanchez in Frederick, Maryland.
All right, very good. Let's go with Joe first. NE3R Joe, go ahead.
Yeah, we had to break away for a little bit for the tornado warning. It was a little bit west in the county for me, but now we got a quite the deluge coming. I've got a good view of the neighborhood drainage depressions there, and they're raging. They're like little raging rivers when it rains this hard. With that, we'll send it back to Net Control. This is NE3R.
B3JQQ.
Thank you much for joining us. Let's go over to, wait a minute, I got to find it here. I just had it. Oh, Kilo Victor Alpha. Kilo Victor Alpha checked in. Go ahead, sir. You have a few words for our net.
Kilo Bravo. Yeah, we received some high winds. I live on the western slope over by Campbell State Park. We were getting a lot of rain and stuff, but it's not far enough west, as Rick was pointing out. This is KB3KCA, back to Net Control.
Marty, this is Phil, W3ICF. I just got a text there you can read. We got to drop you and go back to the WeatherNet, W3ICF, dropping the AR.
On one time, I just tell you, John Creel. WB3GXW, he said, we're just going to pull the trigger on everybody. And I forget, John, how many you got checked in. I mean, we got just about every repeater there was in the state. It was pretty pretty impressive. But speaking, I'll use a little sailor lingo here. Single-handing it from here was pretty Pete. Kilo Bravo 3, November, Juliet Kilo. Go ahead, Pete.
Well, good evening, Marty. Everybody on the net, there's really no traffic from here. I'm monitoring the Blue Mountain repeater as well as the weather channel, and just keeping an eye on things. It looks like there's not going to be any severe activity in high itself. So let me send it back to net from KB3 and JK.
All right, Pete. Thank you. And, you know, the situational awareness that HAMS brings to the emergency communication is just amazing because it is your backyard, as you heard just a few moments ago. I'm looking at it in my backyard. I mean, that kind of eyes on really helps emergency managers and civic leaders make good decisions. You know whether or not that parking lot at the school floods. You know whether the road is blocked. You can see or hear. The power is out. Those kinds of things are very important, and Skywarn is a great opportunity. Take your classes, get to be an observer, and then participate in Skywarn, participate in communications, because that helps our first responders avoid hazards or actually respond appropriately to where they are needed the most. All right, let's go to Joe, Alpha Bravo 3, Whiskey Whiskey. Joe, are you still with us? A few words, please.
This is Joe, Alpha Bravo 3, Whiskey Whiskey in Columbia, Maryland. First time check-in and really amazed at all the activity. I appreciate that. No traffic to offer, though. Back to Matt.
Okay, Joe, I want your microphone. Boy, I have some audio coming out of that thing. Nobody can complain about that. That is just wow. Okay, thanks, Joe, and thanks for joining us out of Columbia. I know it's still raining in some places, so we'll participate in the net here. We've got 15 minutes to go, and I've got 8 people left on the list, so let's move down to WI3J. Stu, a few words for the net, sir.
Well, good evening, Marty. Everyone on the net, WI3J Stu here in Gaithersburg, Maryland, Montgomery County. So far, it's been fairly quiet around here all day. I mean, we've had a few downpours, but no damaging winds, and I don't think they've had any tornado watches or anything from Montgomery County, so maybe we're going to duck it again. So keep our fingers crossed here. But that's it for me there, Marty. Thanks for taking the net. Back to you, WI3J.
Okay, some more things in the text box. Tornado watch is in effect. It looks like Montgomery County. I like to jump ahead here, if you don't mind, folks. I like to jump over to Kilo India 4, Sierra Zulu Golf. Kilo India 4, SZG. Go ahead. You have a few words for our net, sir, and if you could give your name, that would be great. Go ahead. All right, nothing there. Let's back up and go to Tom. Did I do Tommy already? Not Tommy, did you? No, I didn't. Look at that. Oh yes, I did. I'm sorry. I'm double tapping on the keyboard here. Let's go to Kilo 5, Kilo Golf 5, Zulu Romeo Zulu. John in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Sir, you have a few words for our net. Go ahead. All right, nothing heard there. And let me go back. Wait a minute. Let me stay on the microphone here. Let me go back up the list here. Did I get Rob, November 2, Oscar Mike Charlie? Rob, go ahead, sir. Oh, Rob's not on. Okay, thank you. Let's go to, we already did Phil. Jeez, I think that's it at the list. Did I miss anyone? Oh, wait a minute. No, let me check my list up here. Stand by. Okay, did I miss anyone on the list or anybody would like to say a few words for the net? It's your turn now. Go ahead.
Hello, Bravo 3, Quebec, Whiskey Charlie.
Hey, Larry, how you doing? Kilo Bravo 3, Quebec Whiskey Charlie. Go ahead, Larry.
Hey, good evening. On the net, or anyway, I'm still here on the net. I guess it's just straight to the end, but just want to jump in. I caught on the last couple minutes of it because I was out somewhere, but I'm for high tide tonight. Place I was at, the water was almost over the piers. I think high tides in Ancient Bummer County is about right now, but I guess with the wind down here, it's pretty windy. Because it's going to be a super high tide near the water in Eastern Bomer County. But that's all I have for you. But have a good Easter. Or how do you celebrate? We'll talk to you all later. KV3QWC clear, 7-3 on.
Okay, Larry, thank you. Yeah, I saw some coastal flood warnings, and they were expecting it to be up. And then I think we've got, a westerly fetch going on here, so it's pushing it across the bay. Before we end tonight, I just want to recognize Ray, K3RRP. He's in listening mode, and so is Scott this evening, KB3JQQ, on his system. You're listening to the Maryland DC Section Echo Link on the third Friday of every month starting at 8 p.m. here on the WB3GXW Wash_DC Echo Link system. Is there any stations that would like to check in before we close the net? Your call signs, please.
AQQ.
Golf 4, Uniform, Sierra November.
Oh, there's There's Ken, our assistant section manager. Hello, Ken. Good evening. Thanks for joining. We're here at the end of the net, but nevertheless, you've made it aboard. So a few words for the net, sir, before we close. Go ahead.
They're coming up in early May. I think it's the 11th. NSS, Armed Services Day, the crossband test, if you have HF, you know, join in, make a contact, QSL card for helping out in that. That's about it for...
All right, Ken, thanks. Yeah, the crossband is always good, too. It gets you to exercise your HF radio in crossband mode. Well, VHF, too, UHF, many of them do have crossband capability. All right, let me turn it back to WB3GXW. John, are you still on, and can you give us a little info on the bulletin, sir? WB3GXW, John, are you still with us?
Yes, sir, I am. Just catching some of the weather locally. WB3GXW.
All right, any information on the bulletins? I know the league is shut down. They said it was going to be closed on Friday, and there's no bulletins this weekend?
I've got amateur radio news line. And the doctor is in, probably most likely tomorrow. We'll have the rain report, so everything will go out at 8 o'clock. And then Sunday, this week, in amateur radio starting at 7.
All right, John, we only got some hoping. So you mentioned a couple of other ones, but we didn't catch the audio, at least I didn't. Could you repeat that for me, please?
Okay, sorry about that. Let's see here. I'm listening to myself on the smartphone. Tomorrow I have amateur radio news line at 8 o'clock tomorrow, followed by the doctor is in. That comes from league headquarters. And we know that ARRL audio news will not be out. Sunday we should have, we might have a rain report tomorrow. It depends upon when they produce it. And Sunday most likely we'll have This Week in Amateur Radio starting at 7 o'clock, followed by whatever else is out there. Over.
Okay, very good. Is that all PM or is that both PM and AM on those times?
No, that's PM. 8 PM tomorrow night and then starting at 7 PM Sunday night. Over.
All right, very good. And that's a great another great opportunity to get on and listen these rain reports and the This Week in Amateur Radio and the Amateur Radio News Line and the bulletins to come out keeps you as amateur radio operators and enthusiasts informed as to what's going on in amateur radio all over the country and all over the world. So congratulations for you listening. Before ending tonight, I just want to remind you that we're going to make some changes in the section news coming up next month. I'm not posting all of the hamfests. I'm not posting all of the exam sessions, and I'm not going to post information that can be found on the web. So I'm just going to give the link to that info because they keep it updated, and I can put a link in there, and then you can go there. So that keeps me from having to recreate it in the section news. And everyone I know here has Internet access because you're on EchoLink right now. And then break. And with that, we're going to try it a little bit better, try to get the news out a little earlier, folks. Been rather busy at work. Anybody would like to help me in doing that, I need volunteers. If you've got interest in doing that kind of thing and you would like to get involved, I'm willing to talk, and we can come up with some kind of agreement and understanding that we can break it up in sections and everybody can take a piece and we can put it all back together again. Would be a great way to do this. So I'm trying to make it more economical for everyone and make it more accurate for all of you as well. So I want to thank you this evening for joining us. We're approaching 9 o'clock, and I know we all have busy schedules and busy things to do and such things. So once again, 7-3s to all. Thanks for joining, and we'll see you here next month. And let's see, that would be during Hamvention. So maybe I'll have some surprises for everybody here on the net. 7-3's all. This is KB3MXM. My name is Marty, the Maryland, D.C. Section Manager. You've been listening to the Maryland, D.C. Section EchoLink Net here on the WB3GXW Wash underscore D.C. EchoLink System. Good night.
Hey, Marty, one last comment. I did send you a text message. I don't know if you got it or not. but the W5LFL became a silent T a couple days ago. Dr. Owen Garriott, he was the first amateur radio operator in space that operated from space. And the XYL and my two very, very young daughters, Columbia Blasted All, also worked Barry Goldwater, K7UGA, and King Hussein, JY1, from a handheld inside the Columbia shuttle. Quite an accomplishment. I'm sure there'll be a lot said about that on the bulletins tomorrow night. 73s to all, WB3GXW clear.
Very good, John. Thank you for reminding us of that. And, you know, I remember very young and not really interested in amateur radio at the time. I remember, you know, of course, Walter Cronkite was also an amateur radio operator. And occasionally you go to the newsstand back in the day, as they say, pick up your copy of Popcom or whatever it is, and you're reading along, and you're like, oh, look at this. This guy's a amateur radio operator, and back then I was like, I have no idea what that means. And now look at us all. All right, thanks for sharing, and I'm looking forward to hearing from him. Okay, have a good night, everyone. 73s, KB3MXM, QRT. And to Scott, who's recording all that's going on here and giving us a roster list of who participates, I want to thank him very much, too. He's kind of the unsung hero operating behind the scenes here. So, Scott, thanks again. I know he's not with us this evening as he has other engagements going on, but thanks again for all your support. KB3MXM. Goodbye.
WB3GXW. Good night, everybody. Be safe.
Well, I guess the net is over and I missed it. KB3JQQ.